and running. Holy shit.
In this lovely, well-lit room.
We should have turned those volumes down to where yours was, not up to where mine was. Knock those both down just a little bit. There we go. That is better.
There we go.
That is better. We were peaking like a motherfucker a second ago, and now we're...
We peaked a long time ago, Trevor. Let's be honest.
That's been this week's The Loud Neighbors podcast with me, Trevor, and him, Colin.
Yep.
How's it going, buddy? Thank you for repairing my kitchen light, my dining room lights for me.
No problem.
We were setting up for a Pathfinder game last night, which for the uninitiated is just D&D, but a different brand.
Yep.
It's if D&D is Burger King, it's McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I go to just flick on my dining room light to light up the play space, and it goes, and the lights flicker a bunch, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to burn my house down. Fun.
His switch took a shit.
My light switch shorted out. But Colin bought me a new light switch because he's my dad.
Yep.
He's my 2 years younger than me dad.
God, I didn't even think about that. Fucking black. I forgot that you had the Batman switch plate on there.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's fine, Colin.
Okay.
I'll just get some mini paint and paint it black.
Okay.
Like I did last time.
It should be fine if you do that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Just don't get it in the switch, you know.
All right. Maybe you should turn yours up a little bit.
I should just speak up is what I should
do. Yeah, you should, or you should speak up.
That's probably easier. I mean, it's literally not easier. It would be easier just to turn it up.
Yeah.
Also, my microphone's like not clipped in.
Oh my god.
Sorry. Oh jeez. Never mind. Okay, I'm done.
Oh my god.
Jesus. Ugh, fuck.
Also, you could just put your face right up into the microphone.
Well, no, I was leaning back to look at it.
So yeah, but you should. It. I mean, just in general. Because
when I get too close, it gets. There's two of them now.
Yeah.
It's so close.
Well,
to
stop
me.
Looking at that.
I can't.
Just put your face on the microphone like I do.
Like this?
Okay. Yes. Perfect. You're nailing it.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. Why are we doing this? Welcome to Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I haven't even fucking prepared. I don't have my fucking shit. Colin, I don't have any of my shit.
Wow. You had all this time to grab it while I was repairing your switch. Ugh. Trevor's sometimes the worst person. I don't know if you've met him or listened to him, but he's not the best person. He's the opposite of that.
All right, I'm back with all my shit now. Colin, we were having a discussion the other day. I don't really have a great follow-up on this, but we were talking about on the internet about Raycons.
Oh, yeah, the shitty fucking earbuds, the Bluetooth earbuds that fucking all the online e-celebs schlep
and
shill.
And I don't care about how good they sound or how much they cost. My problem is, why do they only last 6 hours? And you're like, well, it's normal. So I went to the store.
Well, here's the thing. They've probably improved our like charge times by now.
Oh, yeah.
These are fucking design. They're old designs, dude.
Well,
like those earbuds are, they're not high quality.
Yeah.
And what they're based off of is a headphone that's probably 6 years old.
Well, they're based on battery life that's 6 years old. I'll tell you that because I just picked up some $20 Sony headphones that have a 15 plus hour battery life. And they were right next to a pair of $30 headphones that had 20 plus hour battery life.
Yeah.
So,
well,
what the fuck good is 6 hours? I'm not getting through a work day on 6 hours of battery, idiots.
I don't fucking make the product.
Colin, why are you defending this product?
I'm
trying
not.
To,
it's garbage.
Why are you trying to convince me we should sell these on our show?
Oh my god, I would never.
I
never
would.
In my life.
I
no.
would spot. You wouldn't take money to like lie.
No.
About how good Raycons are.
No.
And how you love them
because I have fucking
standards.
And I believe in. I have an ethical code.
That's fair.
Especially when it comes to fucking audio equipment.
I don't care how good they... I don't care if they sound like how kids thought Bose sounded in the 90s. I don't care if they sound that good.
Yeah.
6 hours is useless.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine if it's you're using them for the gym.
Yeah, but I'm using them for work and then the gym.
You're not the fucking customer they're looking for, Trevor. And really, they're not looking for any customers because they're junk headphones that I don't think anybody actually buys.
Goddamn, it's annoying to me.
They're bad.
It's annoying
to me. Raycon. There's a YouTuber, an Australian YouTuber named Dank Pods that I listen to.
Yeah.
And all he does is reviews old iPods and like clone iPods and then headphones.
Yeah.
And he's got these he's got this cool deal that he tests headphones with. It's a headphone DSP.
Yeah.
And it's just a set of ears that you put headphones over and it fucking records what it hears and like he can see like how flat the frequency response curve is.
Neat.
And he's reviewed shit like the Raycon.
So basically he has robot ears that can detect what without, you know, my tinnitus fucking it up.
Right.
How good things actually sound. That's pretty fucking cool.
And he's got, you know, like he's got a pair of Sennheisers. That's his like fucking, that's his baseline. Cause those are pretty flat. They're pretty good headphones.
Right.
And that's what he uses. And then he'll like compare other headphones always off of that. And fucking the cheaper headphones, you see the line just jaggedy and fucked up. So that's pretty cool. I know he's done reviews on those fucking Raycons though and said they're dog shit.
All right.
And
so this is a public service announcement. Don't listen to every other podcast you listen to who's trying to sell you this trash.
Fucking Raycon. Don't buy shit from a podcaster fucking recommends.
Wait. Unless it's our good friend Matthew Askin's book.
That's okay. I was going to say unless it's something Orphan's they themselves right. have created. But if it's just like an ad buy or like a fucking ad read that they're doing.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get paid. Shit. We didn't even get free copies of the book for plugging his book. I had to buy both of those books.
I know.
I paid money.
I bought both of them, too.
I paid money to advertise for him.
I didn't that read seems, either of them, but
seems
I
fucked
bought
up.
Both of them.
I've read the first one.
I really need to fucking start reading books. I just...
My problem... Like, I started reading the second one, then I fell into this fucking Warhammer hole where I keep buying Warhammer books and reading them.
What I need...
They're not good, but...
I need a place where I could have, like, a study where I don't have things to, like, watch on TV. I don't have a TV to bother me.
Yeah.
I could just read a book instead. Yeah.
My parents just built one of those.
Did they? Nice.
So they had this dining room. They had it's a similar setup to this where there was a kitchen and then a bedroom next to it that was converted into a dining room.
Okay.
Except for there's a wall in between the kitchen. There's entrances on either side and then a wall down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had a dining room table and like a fucking china cabinet in there since they bought the house, you know, 20 years ago or whatever. And we've never once I think one time in the entire time they lived there did we actually eat in that room.
Really?
Like, one time we had Thanksgiving dinner in there. Otherwise, that room is never used.
Was this originally a bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. This used to be a wall. And the fridge used to be...
fucking tiny-ass bedroom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. And it used to be a tiny kitchen that you put the... That's why the kitchen is so big now, because you used to have to put the table in there.
Sure.
And they converted... This is a really common thing for these kind of split-level houses of this era, of there being a third bedroom off the kitchen... That's converted into a dining room.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, like, lots of houses. If you go into houses of this, like, floor plan or this style, like the split level style, and there's a big old dining room right next to the kitchen like this, it probably at one point was a bedroom that they converted. Anyway, since they just had this dining room table in there and had been piling shit on it, like you do with a room you're not using.
Mm-hmm.
For 20 years, she's like, goes in there and she's like, oh, well, I just need to get rid of all this shit. And then I don't want to start piling shit up again.
Right.
So I need to do something with this room. So she sold all the shit that was just piled up there on eBay or whatever, got rid of like sold the table, got rid of everything that was in that room, and then got like kind of a chaise lounge and bookshelves for all the walls and repainted it and redecorated it and turned it into a library.
Nice.
And now it's just a little reading room and library.
Very nice.
So like fancy little comfy chair and a fucking lamp. Yeah, it looks great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So do something like that. Find a room in your house because I know you got tons of extra rooms in your house.
That's the problem. I don't. don't.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a nice house. You just don't have a lot of place to expand to.
Right. Yeah.
Especially with, you know, I mean, you just get rid of all those other people taking up space. And then you'd have tons.
That'd be a perfect size house if there's nobody else living there but me. Fuck. Speaking of that, we...
happy anniversary.
Thanks.
Less
4 years.
Jesus.
Longest relationship I've ever been in.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm usually either kicked to the curb or fucking...
Usually a one and done kind of guy.
Out after 7 or 8 months.
Yeah.
Because them bitches be crazy.
Yeah.
As fuck.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed.
But your tolerance has. that's funny.
so yeah, that's we last weekend we painted her daughter's room.
Yeah.
And she bought her a loft bed.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope as shit. Like a bed that I would have wanted underneath. It's like fucking dresser built into it, a little nook.
Yeah.
Shove shit in. It's fucking awesome.
Those are cool.
Yeah, super cool. And one problem we noticed is they had a ceiling fan that's a little bit wider than this in that bedroom.
Yeah.
No matter where you put that bed,
the ceiling fan was clipping it.
I mean, it interferes with it. Like if you're climbing out of that bed, you have to be very careful if that thing was on.
That's funny.
Because you'll smack your fucking head on it.
Right.
So I went on Amazon and I'm like, I bet there's something that has like a fan still, but is like internal.
Yeah.
So I'm looking it up. They're called Fandaliers.
Okay. Okay.
Cause that's, I mean, most of them are, a lot of them are real fancy looking, but we found one that's kind of kid oriented. And it's just got like little patterns of stars and moons around the outside edge. It's all white.
Right.
And it's got in the middle, it looks like one of those fucking floor fans that's, you know.
Yeah, like an oscillating fan.
Yeah, oscillating fan. And around the outside is just a ring of fucking LEDs. It's got a remote control. There's no power. There's no switch on the wall.
Yeah.
You just fucking have a little mount. Throw a remote in there and you turn it on and off with that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what does the switch on the wall do now?
Nothing. It's gone.
Oh.
Blank plate.
Cool.
So, which I was a little like, eh, but that's...
One less thing to start your house on fire.
Yeah, but it's also one more thing to lose.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know.
That's fair. Oh, yeah. If she loses the remote, how do you turn that light off and on? Are there buttons on it at least?
Nope.
Oh, that's a... I don't like that at all.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to make sure it stays to the fucking wall.
Fucking glue it to a wall?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't get pulled off of here. It doesn't need to be pulled off of here.
Build like a wire and, fucking
and
cage.
And I mean, honestly, we have remotes for our my bedroom fan and the living room fan, and they never get moved off the wall, so it'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but you're adults.
Yeah, but I mean, she uses those too. So.
Kids are like, "Oh, I want to touch this," and it disappears.
Well,
not even it just disappears.
We'll have a conversation. One thing I'm probably going to do though is I can, because I like, you know how I program remotes.
Yeah,
I can learn all the remote codes from that remote.
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna do that.
Just have one big master remote.
I'm gonna save it to a file and just be like, "Okay, we're gonna go ahead and." Put this out.
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Definitely. So, that's fun.
All right.
Looks good. And now I have all these other ideas, but I just don't... everything costs money.
Yeah.
So much money.
Yeah.
Why is it so much money, Trevor?
I don't know. It's all going to be way more money now that gas is $7 a gallon.
I know.
So...
Great. We painted our hallway as well.
Yeah.
Which... looks so much better than the fucking shit tan.
Yeah.
The light baby shit tan that it was.
Yeah. Isn't it weird the choices people make
about
the
colors
they paint their house? As a man who's sitting in a room painted Batman themed.
This looks so much better than every fucking room in my house.
Isn't it really weird the choices some people make?
It is.
It's fucking bizarre to me.
Like everything in that house. And the worst part is like everything in that house, there's a bunch of oak. Like cabinets and trim.
Yeah.
Everything was picked to like match the oak. I'm like, why the fuck would you do that?
Yeah, that's weird.
It is weird. It's stupid.
Mm.
Like, I already don't like oak. Yeah. I think oak is a bad wood for fucking. Like, there's better woods to trim out a house with, but whatever. That's fucking whatever.
Sure.
So, like, when I see people painting oak fucking trim or cabinets, I don't fucking care. Good. Yeah. Do it. It's stupid.
Ruin it.
Ugh. Terrible. Just looks so fucking 90s. It's just, it's not, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not good.
It looks like an old Studebaker with the fucking wood down the side.
Yeah.
Is that a reference for anybody? Oh, like, for people under 40, Studebakers are an old car that had wood panel down the side that people who are 40 know because of the Muppet movie where Rolf is driving, or is it Fonzie? Fozzie.
I don't fucking remember.
Where Fozzie is driving around a Studebaker. Yeah.
Fozzie was awesome.
Driving a Studebaker. It was one of the Muppet Road Show. I don't remember which Muppet movie it is, but
was he driving to go do a racism?
I think they were just driving to, I can't remember. It depends on which one it was. One of them, they were just driving to New York City to sing or something. One of them, they were just, it was just a road movie, so the Muppets had an excuse to do Muppet things. I can't even remember the plots of them. I just remember,
like, be racists?
Yes, of course they were.
Because that's what the Muppets do,
Trevor. Well, yeah.
Don't you know this?
Didn't you? I mean, clearly, Fozzie's a race?
Yes. Ugh. Ugh. Current year's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go ahead and put that out there. Oh, yesterday I stopped at my nearby pawn shop. I go in there every once in a while and look and see what they have for games.
Look at the DVDs. Look at the Blu-rays. See if they have Godzilla versus Biollante.
I did not see any Godzilla Blu-rays. Okay. What I did see was Star Wars episodes 1 through 6 for like $10.
Yeah. You threw them back in the trash?
No, I bought them.
Oh.
I want them on Blu-ray.
All right, that's fair.
I can't fucking get any other version on Blu-ray.
You want the blinking Ewoks?
I can't get any other version on Blu-ray. Yeah,
I'd rather
so
just not watch. Don't you have the laser discs?
I have the DVD rips of the laser discs.
Yeah. Well, then you got the only version you should ever watch.
I'm going to sell those because they're like $60 a piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're fucking expensive.
Okay, I might do the same. And then
I have to look them up. They might have changed. But
might sell those and buy Godzilla versus Biollante the money.
Jesus.
No, Godzilla versus Biollante on Blu-ray is $300 right now.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's retarded.
So got Back to the Future trilogy steelbook.
That's cool.
For $10.49.
That's pretty cool.
Got a copy of The Wizard of Oz on Blu-ray.
Ooh, I bet that looks nice.
I know. I'm pretty excited to watch that. And then Patton.
All right.
Because
you're a nerd.
I love war movies.
Yeah.
World War II movies, to be precise.
That's fair.
So, yeah, that was good.
Speaking of World War II movies, let me tell you about Godzilla. Oh, no, Jesus. I'm just kidding. Go on.
Got home last night after Pathfinder, and Doria was still up watching Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
And I finished watching it with her.
Yeah. You know.
She was halfway through it, so there was almost 2 hours left.
Yeah. Oh, don't make that joke.
Fuck.
Because we're going to watch a movie this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to make you watch it with me.
Oh, God.
Anyway, carry on.
Anyway, watching that movie, and it's kind of a dumb movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's
a comic book.
I know, I understand that.
The reason those Marvel movies are so successful is because they don't change the comic books are stupid for the most part.
Yeah.
Especially Marvel comics. Marvel comics lean into how ridiculous they are for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, DC does too, but at least DC has a couple of, like, if you just stick to Batman, it's fairly grounded and even in its ridiculousness. But Marvel's just like, fuck it. Every panel is somebody soliloquying and then fucking uppercutting a guy through space. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's big muscle fucks punching each other. It's dumb.
Sure.
And those movies are just like, all right, we've been doing this for 20 movies. We don't even really need plot in this one. Just time travel for no reason.
Yeah. Like, what?
And then punch each other. Perfect. Also, get as many characters onto the panel as you can.
Like, I already don't understand what the fuck... Like, Thanos's... his whole purpose...
Oh, that's because they fucked his purpose up for the movie.
Oh, did they? So, I mean, I'm not real familiar with him in the comics.
In the comics, he's just obsessed with... he's in love with death. Like, the physical manifestation of death. He's in love with death herself.
So he wants to death everything?
So he wants to murder everything to impress her.
Oh, okay.
He's just a simp. In the comics, he's just a simp.
Okay.
He's Death's simp, so he's just simping for Death.
But in this one, he's like, oh, there's too many people. We have to kill half of them to save the resources.
Yeah, he's Ra's al Ghul.
Why don't you just wish for more resources, dickhead?
Right.
What the fuck?
Why don't you just double the resources with your magic snap glove, you dumb fuck? Because
fucking create balance in the universe. But he wants to create another universe that the same fucking thing's going to happen in.
Yeah.
It's just dumber than shit.
Yeah.
But Fat Thor is the best thing.
Fat Thor is pretty great. Funny.
Honestly, Thor and Quill together are like, that's the best.
Sure.
That's a great combo.
Yeah. I don't know. The movie's fun, but yes, it's a comic book.
It's dumb.
And comic books do things like just suddenly start time traveling out of nowhere to solve their problem, and it never makes any sense.
Yeah.
That's how comic books work.
No, they start time traveling to create a problem.
Yeah.
Because they solved it already.
Yeah.
And then they had to time travel to whatever. It's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
It's just bad. Bad movie.
Yeah.
You know what wasn't a bad movie?
What's that?
The one behind your head there. On the poster. Also, both of the ones on the behind your head.
Dark Knight and Batman Mask of the Phantasm. Yes. Mask of the Phantasm is like the best comic book movie ever made.
It's fucking phenomenal.
Maybe the second best behind Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And The Dark Knight was a fantastic movie.
Yeah. Yes. I watched a movie
that is a movie that is better than the first. That's a sequel better than the first movie.
Yes, 100%.
Like, a lot fucking better, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, Batman Begins was...
It's good.
It's fine, but it's... I mean, especially if you read, like, the fucking Frank Miller comics.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a lot of that.
It's not enough of that, in my opinion, but yeah.
Well, of course it's not.
It should just be exactly that, and it would have been perfect.
But yeah.
Yeah. I watched a movie, Colin.
What did you watch?
Based on your recommendation.
Oh, shit. What did I recommend? I forgot.
Eddie Murphy, 30 years later.
Oh, fucking Coming to America 2.
For no reason at all, made a sequel to Coming to America. Called it Coming to America.
The number two.
I went into it like really trying to just completely hate it.
It was funny.
It was funny. Yeah. I laughed a lot at it.
Yeah, me too. It wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
Also, it wasn't good, especially not like compared to the original.
Right. I went back and watched the original. I'm like, oh, right. This one was a masterpiece.
Yeah.
But I watched it and like I got some laughs out of it. It's a very modern movie.
And
so,
Scary
like,
Ghostbuster Lady was actually kind of funny in it.
I wouldn't say she was funny. I would say she was less abrasive than normal.
Well, no, that's the thing. She was being more abrasive, but that was the point.
She wasn't shouting as much.
That's true.
Like,
I don't know. I thought she played that character well.
I mean, it's the character she plays. She just didn't... But she wasn't...
But she wasn't trying to be a Ghostbuster.
Right. Well, she also wasn't...
She wasn't ruining a great IP.
She wasn't shouting, "The power of Patty compels you!" for fucking 2 hours like normal. She spoke in a human tone of voice in a few of her lines.
Yeah.
So here's some problems I had with it, though.
Okay.
The girl, the queen from the original like arranged marriage. She's your queen to be. Was barking like a dog.
Yeah.
She was making sounds like an orangutan when she left the movie in the last one, so she should have still been making sounds like an orangutan, not barking like a dog.
I mean...
If they're going to bring back every single character and make every single joke from the first...
She didn't bark like a dog in the original, though, didn't she?
Yes, but he stopped her barking like a dog and told her to make noises like an orangutan and then hop out of the room.
Interesting.
Ooh, 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 ooh. And she should have been doing that, not barking like a dog. Look, if they're just going to literally make all the exact same jokes. So this movie is just, they just made all the same jokes from the first movie. Yes. Like literally.
And then had a bunch of fucking like early 90s fucking super,
like
musicians.
Vogue, I was like,
En
holy
Vogue
shit.
And Vogue
is still alive. Like Salt and Pepper's all over like commercials and shit, but En Vogue, I didn't know was still alive.
Yeah.
Still
good too.
I like even the last line of the movie is the fucking new kids saying "yay nah," just like the last line of the original. It's every single joke from the first movie done again, except for Soul Glow.
You know why?
he is too busy making good TV. Yeah. And he's like, get fucked.
Right.
Oh, I have written here.
You looked
here,
it up. So did I.
Yeah. I have written here, date rape is hilarious.
Okay.
The entire plot of this movie is based on a date rape.
Okay.
There's no okaying that.
Okay, I mean.
Patty from the Ghostbusters rapes Eddie Murphy at the beginning of the movie and has an illegitimate rape baby with him.
Well, it was a different time.
And instead of the King of Zamunda beheading this woman for her crimes against the King of Zamunda, they just all laugh and become her friend?
Because he needed a... He wasn't going to convince the kid to become, his heir to the throne by killing his mom.
I think they could have handled that whole situation by, like, maybe they just had sex. Why did they decide to retcon him into being a virgin in this movie? That was a dumb decision. He could have just banged this chick. They didn't have to make him a pretend virgin when he had clearly been banging his fucking bathers.
Yeah, the royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Yeah, so they retconned this whole thing into the beginning of this, where it's like, well, I was a virgin before I married Lisa. And they're like, well, actually, sir, we got this chick to drug you and have sex with you while you were drugged, so you have a son. Like, that was so fucking unnecessary. And in 2021, really, like, why would you do this? Why would you make this joke?
I didn't think that deeply into that.
Yeah, it made me uncomfortable. I'm like, that is all very... And not funny?
No, it definitely wasn't funny.
Not funny. And unnecessary. Like, he could have just been banging random chicks while he was waiting to meet Lisa. That's...
Yeah.
He's still the Prince of Zamunda. He can still sow his royal oats.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The premise of the movie bothered me right there, but the movie was still mostly funny, that scene aside.
Yeah.
That inappropriate scene. No Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah.
Sammy will do anything? Literally anything?
There must be something with it.
Maybe him and Eddie Murphy hate each other?
That could be.
But I can't believe they couldn't at least,
Also, I mean, he was just a fucking...
He was a burglar.
I know, but, like, why would they need to bring him back?
Why did they need to bring back the fucking rapping twins? All the DJs want to touch my breast. They didn't need to bring back any of these people. They brought back everybody but the Soul Glow guy, Sammy, and Aeolion because I'm pretty sure she's passed away.
Yeah. I mean, they did dig up fucking...
They brought back Louis fucking Anderson.
Oh my God, yes, they did. Well, I was going to say him and fucking Darth Vader.
Yeah.
They dug him out of the grave.
They brought back everybody. Yeah. I did like the scene where he's like, Akeem, I'm going to die now. And then he just dies.
Dies.
That, and I think my favorite joke in the whole movie is at one point they're watching the news. And where the Zamunda, and it's just fucking, it's James Earl Jones going, this is ZNN. And I laugh so fucking hard at that. At a joke like 90% of the world isn't going to get.
Fuck.
James Earl Jones used to be the, what do they call those? The fucking drop or whatever for CNN.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He used to just be the guy who said, this is CNN, in between fucking commercials on CNN. That's funny. One of the first voice things James Earl Jones did.
Really? I didn't know that.
I mean, no, because he'd already been Darth Vader, but yeah, that he was the original voice of this is CNN. So like when it's just like, this is CNN, I fucking lost it. And my only other problem is Nextdoria is a dumb name for a country. It's not funny.
It is dumb.
Like, don't get me wrong. I think a general over a bunch of child soldiers as a hilarious antagonist, that's super tasteful and hilarious. Like making Coney your funny buddy villain, I think is a good idea.
I like he had them all training on DDR machines.
And then that's a good time for everybody.
That's pretty funny.
But you could have named it something better than Nextdoria.
I agree.
What a dumb name for a country.
That was pretty
stupid. Otherwise, I actually, in spite of all the shitting on it I just did and the uncomfortable scene with how the his son comes into being. Overall, the movie's pretty funny, and I would have watched it just for the couple of Mighty Sharp scenes, because those fucking, the Mighty Sharp crew.
Oh, the fucking, yeah, the barbershop.
The barbershop people is some of the funniest shit in movie history to me.
Good. They're still funny.
They're still funny.
They're still making them jokes.
Yeah. They're so goddamn funny. Yeah,
pretty good stuff.
Like, they managed to make them look even older.
Yep.
Eddie Murphy's old Jew guy is... That's Eddie Murphy. That's Eddie Murphy under a bunch of white face.
I know.
And it's my favorite character. And then the fucking end of the first one is like, just try the soup. So after the credits in the first movie, the Jewish guy tells a joke. And he's like, a waiter brings him the soup. And he's like, hey, waiter, try the soup. And the waiter says, what, is the soup too hot? He's like, just try the soup. What, is it too cold? Just try the soup. Fine, I'll try the soup. Where's the spoon?
Aha.
Aha. Fucking, my brothers and sisters and me have been going aha at each other for 30 fucking years. Fucking love that movie. Love that character.
Your sister did not like that movie.
The new one? No, she didn't. But she loves the original. It's like one of her favorite movies.
I mean, it's one of everybody's favorite movies. It's not really saying anything.
Also, me and my sister have very, generally very similar tastes in weird fucking movies.
Yeah.
Like, she likes a lot of the same weird shit that I like. You know, the Wishmaster movies and Troll 2.
A lot of the same
bad
shit you like.
And, you know, They Live, Maximum Overdrive. They like a lot of the same weird shit I like.
Okay. What was I fucking watching the other day? I was watching an episode of South Park, I think.
Yeah.
It was an episode of South Park, and they started playing the music from They Live in It.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. What episode was that?
It was the... boy.
It was relatively recent.
Yeah.
But yes.
It was the most recent season.
Yeah. I remember that, because I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I know exactly what's happening here. Did you watch the South Park...
yes, the QAnon special.
Yeah, the QAnon vaccination special.
Fuck.
That's pretty fucking funny.
That was funny.
That was entertaining.
Yes, it was.
Watch that.
Fucking Mr. Garrison.
Mr. Garrison just tries to come back to South Park and like...
pretend nothing happened, basically.
So I'm just going to be a teacher again. I love that Mr. Hat is back.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking excited for Mr. Hat.
What? The fucking... what do you say? Shit. He's like, shit it out your dick hole. And they fucking were like, what does that actually mean? God damn it.
Oh, fuck
me. That show's too fucking funny. I mean, just... And people are like, oh, it's because it's like, it's current event stuff. I'm like, I don't think it matters. Like, it's just a funny, it's like a well-written show.
Yeah.
Even if, because you can go back and watch old episodes and...
they're still funny.
Yes.
I did just watch one the other day that I'm like, it was on TV.
Yeah.
Because like, I was over at my dad's and it was on, so I went home and watched it. And they go to the Museum of Intolerance.
Yeah.
And there's this scene where they're, this is what it's like to be, like, this is what it's like to exist in the world as, like, fucking... put upon people or whatever they fucking, I can't remember what they said, but they're in this like black tunnel on a conveyor belt and it's just like words flashing up on the sides and shouting at them. And it's all words you can't say.
Yeah.
Hard R's, for instance.
Jesus.
F slurs,
yeah.
The full length F slur, not just the shortened 3-letter version, but the 6-letter version,
yeah.
You know,
we get it. We get it.
All of them. Every one of them. Sure. And it's just shouting them out loud at these kids on TV. Cartman's just laughing his ass off. And he's like, can we go again? Oh, man. And I'm like, wow, how do they still put this on TV?
Stunning. I think part of it is because the last 4 years they had Orange Mr. Garrison.
Yeah, that's fair.
And, you know.
But goddamn, man.
Attack it equally, and I think people are like, because I don't think people necessarily see what they're making fun of if it's like something they like.
Yeah,
they see everything else.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Also, that was the Lemmy Winks episode, so half the episode took place inside of a gay man's ass
who was
filled with fucking dead Small animals.
Yeah. Fuck.
Things only South Park can do.
Yep.
Oh.
Great show.
So anyway, the movie I'm going to make you watch this week, Colin.
Yeah.
Because I know how much you love long movies.
Oh, God.
Especially 4-hour long movies.
Oh, no.
So just watch it like, pretend it's a TV show and watch it in 45-minute bursts.
Okay.
And then you'll watch the whole thing in one sitting.
What?
Zack Snyder's Justice League is out. It was bad at 3 hours, Colin. Let's see how bad it is at 4 hours.
They fucking put a director's cut out?
They refilmed half the movie to put a director's cut out.
Why?
Because...
Did they think it was going to be better?
Everybody on the internet thought it was. Everybody on the internet's like, Zack Snyder's vision must be reinstated. Zack Snyder's vision. We got to bring back.
No, they don't. The only IP DC needs to make movies of is Batman, because it's the only one they've done halfway fucking decently.
Do you remember how Zack Snyder made a Man of Steel movie and it was awful?
Yeah.
And then Zack Snyder made Batman versus Superman and it was awful.
Yep.
Suddenly people think that the reason Justice League was bad is because Zack Snyder was taken off the project halfway through due to family tragedy. Halfway through Justice League, Zack Snyder's, I believe his daughter.
What has Zack Snyder ever done good?
Most of 300 and Watchmen was good. That's it.
Most of 300.
All the parts of 300 he added in are terrible, but the parts of 300 that are just the comic book put onto the screen are great.
Gotcha.
But all the scenes with the Senate and all that shit suck.
Yeah.
And Watchmen's pretty good. Never. And I like Sucker Punch. Most people hate it, though.
Never seen it.
Don't.
I won't.
Don't. It's a Zack Snyder movie.
Don't plan on it.
So for some reason, people thought if Zack Snyder came back and made a 4-hour version of this bad movie,
sure,
it would be good.
Doesn't sound like it.
I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
And I'll let you know.
I really don't want to.
No, don't. Okay. I wouldn't actually put you through 4 hours of a movie that was bad in 3 hours. Yeah. But I'm going to watch it.
If I'm going to watch a bad movie, it better be sub 2.
But like, he added Darkseid to it. Like, Darkseid wasn't even in the original one, and now there's a whole, like, Darkseid is in it. Joker's in it.
Is it the fucking stupid what's-his-face Joker?
Yeah, but they took all his tattoos off.
What?
They took all his tattoos off, so it might be okay. It's Jared Leto, but
his eyes are still too fucking close together.
Well, I mean, it's still Jared Leto.
Yeah.
You can't un-Jared Leto him.
Yeah, I don't like
But they him. Did take the tattoos
I
off
I don't
of
like
him.
I don't like his band. Fuck that guy.
I like that time he got murdered by Batman in that one movie.
Psycho.
American Psycho, when Batman murdered him with an axe.
Yeah.
That was a fun movie.
Yeah.
And he was great in it because he just got chopped up with an axe.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. Well, dude's face. He's like Joaquin Phoenix to me.
I liked Joaquin Phoenix when he also played the Joker.
That was probably his best role.
Oh, you don't think Commodus was his best role?
No.
When he was Commodus? I think that was Cavarius's favorite.
Nope, that role sure is, right?
I've heard that Cavarius is like, man, that Joaquin Phoenix really shined in Gladiator.
And they were so mad about that movie. I'm like, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, man. Didn't he like walk out of
yes!
the theater?
Yeah. He's like, I need to go take a piss. And then he never came back. And I'm like,
That's so funny.
All right. I think he just wandered around the theater for
fucking
40 minutes.
The movie's not, I mean, it's stupid, but it's
not
fun.
It's not good. I don't like Russell Crowe.
Oh my God, it's Russell Crowe. I don't think I've seen a second Russell Crowe movie.
I've seen a few. None of them are great. I don't know.
I've never seen Les Miserables. I've never seen Master and Commander.
Les Miserables.
Never
saw that. What was that one movie that he did with the villains?
I listed all the movies I've heard of his.
He's done a ton of movies.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah. I don't think any of them are any good.
I've heard of those two, and I've seen Gladiator, and that's it.
I think none of them are any good. So, that's cool.
All right.
So...
That's everything I've got, I think. I've got one thing I could piss people off with if we need to fill time.
Oh, I got some things.
All right.
So I've been seeing some memes pop up recently.
Memes.
The other day saw this post. It was a picture of LeBron James and some woman in a basketball jersey.
Okay.
And it had these numbers by them. It's like 17 years, 4 championships.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other thing, 3 MVPs. Okay. So many this things, so many that things.
Right.
All exactly the same.
Right.
And then you get down to a number. LeBron James, $38 million.
Yeah.
Hers, $215,000.
Yeah.
They're like, how is this even fair? I'm like,
ticket sales?
I've never seen anybody wear her jersey or her shoes.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody fucking say, oh man, did you see that WNBA game last night? It was awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
because stats don't mean shit if nobody's watching.
Fuck, man. I guess Shaquille O'Neal fucking had, because people have been bitching about it, and I like Shaq.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And people are like starting to get mad at him because he's like, he doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
He's like, you guys are soft.
Yeah.
And you suck. And he said, maybe we should just lower the rims in WNBA so they can dunk and people will give a fuck. I think people are mad at him about that.
But I mean,
like, one of the top players in WNBA was like, yeah, I think that's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Right! I think they should also let trans men or trans women play
with them. I've seen Juana Man.
I think it'd be funny.
Well, here's the thing about that.
I've watched And Juana here's the thing Man about too.
I have not actually watched it.
I'm not proud of it.
And here's the thing about Shaq saying that. Shaq's okay. He was an okay basketballer.
Okay, he's like the greatest center of all time, but that's
sure.
Fine.
But nobody cared about that.
No,
people cared about that one time in college. He slam dunked a basketball.
Every time
and broke
he slam dunked and broke the fucking backboards.
That's what people know about him.
I mean, Shaq was kind of a larger than life character.
I agree.
And you know, he was in that one movie with Sinbad.
Oh, Kazam!
Shazam!
Yeah, Shazam!
Also, he had that fucking awesome fighting game. Shaq Fu.
Yeah, he did have Shaq Fu.
There's a website dedicated to buying every copy of that game and destroying it.
Well, that seems mean.
It was awful.
Still.
Shaq Fu was bad.
Art should be preserved, even bad art.
I understand, but it's funny.
But yeah, so like, if Shaq knows one thing, it's that, you know what sells jerseys? Slam dunks.
Yeah.
You know what sells tennis shoes? Michael Jordan flying through the air to do a slam dunk.
Yep.
Like... Yeah, so yes, they should do that.
Yeah. It's the best part of basketball is watching people fucking dunk the ball.
Yeah.
Like, Steph Curry, he's like the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Who cares about that? That sounds boring.
I mean, he's good.
Yeah.
He's really good. But, yeah, there's
but
not
can
a lot of
slam
people.
Dunk?
Probably, I don't think so.
Is there a...
I don't think he's ever gotten within 10 feet of the rim, honestly.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me answer you a question.
Have they ever done a halftime show where mascots have a three-point competition?
I mean, they do a three-point competition for the All-Star game and shit. Which is entertaining as fuck.
Have they ever had a halftime where mascots do a three-point competition? Or are they always just doing a slam dunk competition?
I mean, I don't know.
With
maybe
trampolines
have,
and slam dunks.
But usually that, yes.
Where the fucking fiend, where the Charlotte Hornet fucking does a... fucking bounces off the trampoline, slam dunks the ball, flips up and sits up against the glass of the backboard like he hit a windshield.
Yeah.
Because that's what people care about. Slam dunks.
I understand.
So Shaq is right.
I know, yes.
And also that woman doesn't get paid because there's no merchandising or ticket sales because nobody cares.
You know the WNBA is subsidized by the NBA?
Of course it is.
Because
it has
otherwise
to be.
It would fucking fail.
Look, here's the thing. This is going to piss people off and be mean and get me canceled. I'm glad women have a place to play sports, but nobody watches. The only minor league sport that anybody cares about is fucking minor league baseball for some reason. But
it's just really weird.
But when people watch sports, they want to see the best of the best.
Yeah.
And women aren't.
No.
They can't fucking hang at that level. It's just genetics. And that's the problem.
Are you saying they're not the same?
I'm saying fucking...
Are you saying they're not equal to men? Yeah. Are you saying that that lady would post up fucking LeBron James and fucking school him at basketballs?
Yeah. I'm saying she wouldn't even... I'm saying if she was as good as LeBron, she'd be playing in the NBA for $30 million, not the WNBA for $250,000.
That would be a crossover they'd allow because, yeah, you know, she'd be 6'7", 285 pounds of just solid fucking muscle and can shoot, dunk, and do everything else known to basketball.
Yeah.
Well, after I saw that, I saw this post. There's this Husker Power group,
yeah,
on Facebook, and I mean, I get some information about their terrible sports teams now.
Yeah.
But here's a post from a lady.
Okay.
What's wrong with this picture? Nebraska's women's volleyball team is nationally ranked in the top 10.
Yep.
Cool. They won their game in three sets yesterday. Good John Cook won his 600th game as a Nebraska head coach.
Yeah.
In the Omaha World Herald, at the bottom of the front page, there was a small picture with the story. Across the top of the front page of the sports section is a big picture of the blue team, Creighton, that won by 1 point in a basketball game. It is so frustrating for this household who continues to pay a weekly subscription to the Omaha World Herald that we have to be subjected to this kind of coverage all the time. Also, on page two is a smaller article about Nebraska baseball team beating Iowa 10-8. Let's have better coverage on Nebraska sports, as I'd like to see more value for my money. And there's a lot of people going, well, first of all, Omaha World Herald is in Omaha, which is where Creighton is.
Yeah.
Maybe if you want to hear Nebraska
like sports, Lincoln Sports,
Lincoln Journal Star would be a better fucking newspaper for you. And I said, huh. Is Nebraska women's volleyball bringing as many ticket sales and eyes on TVs as Creighton's men's basketball?
Probably not.
No, not even fucking remotely close. Creighton, like, when they can, they sell out fucking the CenturyLink, whatever the fuck it is, the hospital down there.
Yeah.
They fucking sell it out every goddamn game.
Yeah.
Because they're actually a decent fucking team.
Right.
They're playing a real sport. I mean, volleyball is kind of fun to watch, actually.
I mean, yeah, it is because of them shorts.
Right.
I agree.
Although, getting to the point where that's starting to be just kind of creepy.
It's never creepy when you're our age. You just, you age out of being creepy into just leaning into, well, I'm old. I'm a creep.
Oh, okay. Fair.
You lean all the way into it, buddy.
God damn it.
You think my grandpa, when he was fucking 65 years old and flirting with fucking 19-year-old chicks behind the cash register, felt creepy? Or do you think he was just like...
Or thought they would actually, like, reciprocate?
You know. I mean...
Well, you know what I mean.
I mean...
Oh.
I mean, they were always very giggly and flirty back with him, so
I mean, yeah, but they weren't taking him out back the store and...
I mean, not while I was there, but who knows later.
Yeah, fair.
My grandpa was a smooth operator. But yeah, I mean, just lean into being a creep, buddy.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just like, what the fuck do you want, lady?
Yeah.
Like, it goes by popularity.
Yeah.
It has fucking nothing to do with,
Well,
they don't cover that stuff. Yeah, they don't cover it because nobody fucking cares.
Because it doesn't sell.
You know how much people
papers.
Care? People care a small fucking article at the bottom of the page much.
Right.
That's how much people care.
You're subscribing every week to get that small article at the bottom of the page still, and that's all that they need
to do. At least they put it in.
Yeah.
They could have just let the fucking thing out.
Ticket sales. That's what every time I see the fucking men's soccer versus women's soccer thing, I'm like...
Nobody watches the Women's World Cup.
It's because...
Nobody.
I understand that they're a million times better than the men's U.S. soccer team.
They are.
But still nobody watches it, so what do you want?
All those people, all those women on KC Sporting... Or the Seattle Sounders. Is
right.
that Mimsy's team, the Sounders?
Yeah.
The Seattle Sounders.
Yeah.
A lot of great women on that team that everybody's watching, right?
That's the problem.
Right?
That's the entire problem. If you want women to get paid more, buy tickets to women's sports. Buy women's jerseys.
Or fucking adjust games to make them more exciting.
Yeah, I don't know if that works.
I mean, like, make women's soccer like arena football.
Yeah, but nobody watches arena football. That's kind of my point. That's kind of my, like, nobody watches it. Nobody watched the XFL.
Well, do something to make it more fun. Also, that fucking sucks, man. The XFL was, I watched a couple of games.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking fun.
Yeah.
And then coronavirus just fucking murdered it.
It was, yeah. That's just unlucky timing for Vince McMahon. I think it was a conspiracy just to
fucking...
fuck over Vince?
Yep, break Vince again.
That's possible.
Well, The Rock owns it now.
Yeah, we'll see. I can't wait for Triple XFL.
Well, he fucking... He apparently joined league with the CFL, the Canadian Football League.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, so that's going to probably help that out quite a bit.
All right, you want to read emails?
Sure. We have emails?
We have emails.
Wow.
Yeah. We have two emails, according to this. Wow. Let's see if they're real emails or junk emails.
I should start saving some of the comments we get on the website.
Do we get the spam?
God. Yeah, like, I loved your article the other day. Contact me here, and I can tell you how to buy Cialis. What?
Well, I might need that. You don't know.
How are these things related?
They're not. All right, we got two emails. One from somebody named Connor. All right, bro. Two attachments. He's attached two JPEGs to this.
Oh, perfect. He's back to his old self.
Hello, loud neighbors. Thanks to Trevor gushing about Godzilla minis, I decided to look online, and I found a Dark Crystal board game on sale. Sorry about that. Now I have a pair of Skeksis friends for my tabletop games. Which, of course, leads me to the next thing. They are boring and gray. But I'm not sure if Trevor accepts commissions, wink. Not anymore.
Yeah, we figured this out last night.
So I bought a Learn to Paint kit with some paints and starter minis to practice with. Not sure if I'll like painting minis yet. It's a nice fucking fun zen thing, and you can really throw yourself into it. There are tons of... So, start with... I'll send you some links to some YouTube guys, particularly Duncan, who used to be with GW and has a bunch of great, like, 2-minute tutorials on basics, and then started his own fucking company where he just does that, but not restricted to Games Workshop minis. Look up Duncan. He's great. There's a few other good ones. Midwinter Minis is pretty good. So I bought a Learn to Paint kit with some starter paints. Not sure if I like mini painting minis yet, but I'd say $30 to try out a new hobby is a fair deal. That is actually a really good deal for the amount of paint and 3 miniatures and brushes. If you ever want to give me your sagely advice, make Colin drag me over. Colin, you want to taxi your brother around so I can teach him to paint?
No, not particularly.
Just watch YouTube videos, man. That's how I learned how to do everything I know how to do. And no, this is how it's going to go, which I assume this is how all things go. You're going to paint. You're going to think it looks pretty good. You think you're going to know everything. You're like, yeah, I'm as good as I can get. And then like 6 months later, you're going to paint something that looks so much better than that. You're going to look at it and be like, fuck, I can't paint for shit. This looks like dog shit. Yeah. I wish I knew how to paint. What do they call that? Where you think you're good but don't know shit?
I have no idea. When you peaked?
No, the something... fuck, man. There's a thing for it. They use it to describe flat earthers.
Oh, I have no idea.
Also, I can chat with you on the podcast about 3D printers. My friend Alex got one, and so far he's loving it. He made a sweet mini nuke with it. So you want to chat with me about a thing somebody else has experience with? That's...
Well, he started doing autism research on it.
These pictures are... of the mini nuke his friend printed. Cool, it's pretty cool looking.
Shit.
Yeah. 3D printers are pretty cool. Larry's supposed to be printing me a bunch of shit on his, but then he stopped responding.
Well, Connor just needs to buy a 3D printer. Yeah. And then he can expensive. Come on and do it. Yeah. So he's got money now and he has to spend it. So
does he have to spend it?
Yep.
Oh. But does he have, shouldn't he spend it on like
nope.
food?
You can spend it on whatever he wants.
All right. Well, then buy a 3D printer, buddy.
Get a good one.
Get an Anycubic, Photon, Mono.
How much are those?
Couple hundred bucks, $250.
Yeah, it's not bad.
There's one that's like $600. Don't buy that one.
Okay.
The problem with the resin printers, which are the Anycubic Photons, are resin printers, is they have a much smaller... They're tiny
print space.
Because they're resin printers for printing high detail minis and shit.
Yeah.
Whereas if you want to print big shit like that Nuki sent a picture of, that you need a fucking XLA, whatever the fucking extruding printers are called.
Yeah.
Mimsy writes in.
Oh, hold on, before you read this.
Okay.
I got we got a couple of comments here.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so we got one spam one.
Sure.
It says, examples of PhD dissertations, dissertationsonline.com. Dissertation writers for hire. Dissertation, so basically they're trying to get people.
Are we doing ads college. On the show for spam?
But this one came in from Darcy Duval at yahoo.de.
Sounds like a real name from
Anal
Germany.
Ladies, Public Richmond, Indiana. Women in bikinis, gymnast, nude pic clip, Indian sexy South nurses giving hand jobs.
Ooh.
Ass fucked and lesbian free naked gay threesome, Howard Stern masturbation video, very young gay BBS Canadian breast, Cancer Foundation.
What?
Plus, cum shot, how to become a gay adult, ADHD treatment online, panty tees, upskirt, all-inclusive, Virgin Islands, extreme sex. This motherfucker goes on for so long, and it's just a bunch of non-sequitur fucking...
Love it.
Oh, hold on. I'll diabetes buy- fun drive using test strip containers. Lindsay Bell... Fabio Canavero, nude, A Clockwork Orange nude pics.
I mean.
Oh my God, it's so long.
Okay. Stop reading it.
A man please. Cake decorating for teens. What? It's all just. I kind of want to post this on.
I don't understand it.
It's like. It's almost like hashtags or something. Yeah. Or like search.
But all of them. A Clockwork Orange? Why is that in there?
That one lady's boobs were in there. Futari Tranny Femalian Fee Alien.
All right, hold on.
Fem Alien Sex Scenes.
Mimsy writes in.
God damn.
She says, y'all are rude.
Marcus Spam.
And because of that, only 3 Alamo draft houses are affected, none of which are in Omaha, so suck of... Well, I... First of all, the one of them I know for sure is shutting down, and the other one almost certainly will.
Why does she like places that try to murder their patrons?
I don't understand it either.
I don't either. They have uncomfortable seats.
Yeah.
It stinks.
It stinks. There's constantly people running back and forth in front of you.
The food is bad.
And whispering.
They don't whisper, though. It's
they whisper in their no-talking theater, and you can't get them kicked out.
Right. It's a bad place for bad people.
Did you see there is going to be a Life is Strange 2? It's, it's already started. Unless there's going to be, so there was already a Life is Strange 2, but it was a prequel. And then there was, a completely new series that was a sequel with a different name that I can't remember the name of. But I didn't know they were making one that's just called Life is Strange 2. But this Life is Strange 2 will be like the 4th game in the series, I guess is what I'm saying.
Okay.
That needs to be on your Extra Life list. Perhaps. I've got a bunch of stuff that I have planned to play for Extra Life this year already. Okay. Including this game called Little Nightmares, I think it's called, and something else I can't remember. I have it written down somewhere.
It's Little Nightmares by the same people that did Little Inferno?
No, I don't know. I don't know what that is. It's
oh my God, yes you do. You've played Little Inferno.
I haven't.
You should absolutely fucking play it then.
Little Nightmares is very similar to Limbo. It's fucking dark and fucked up looking, and it's kind of a side scrolling platformer. There are so many Life is Strange games though that I could play. I can't remember what that second one was called, but I heard it wasn't as good, but maybe not. John Leguizamo is in all 3 John Wicks, which are amazing. You both suck at determining good movies. I haven't seen any of the John Wicks.
Neither have I.
But, I mean, I guess if you want to insist that the Spawn movie is amazing, or that Land of the Dead was good, that's on you.
Right.
That's on you to determine that The Pest was a good movie. It's on you to determine that Super Mario Brothers the movie was good. What do I know? Colin, have you tried 402 Eat Plus Drink?
402 Eat, no.
I don't know what that is. I'm assuming it's a restaurant?
Must be.
Please do and report back. Cheers, Mims.
I'm going to look it up. Oh, yeah. So one thing I did forget to mention is the anniversary dinner we went to. We went to Timber?
Yeah.
In Countryside Village on like 88th and Maple.
Good.
Oh my God. I decided, I was like, you know what? So it's a wood-fired grill place.
All right.
And you walk in the door and they have like a bunch of fucking chunks of mesquite wood over on the next to the door. And I'm like, I'm looking at the menu. Doria ended up getting a 16-ounce prime rib.
Nice.
Bone-in ribeye. She fucking...
It's even better.
She polished it off.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am going to go ahead and try ribs and chicken.
All right.
So I got their rib and chicken dinner.
Sure.
Holy fuck, that might have been some of the best barbecue in Omaha.
All right.
Like...
What's this place called?
Timber.
All right. I'll check it out.
I mean, we dropped... It's pricey for their entrees, but they have like sandwiches and pizzas and shit that are pretty decently priced.
But I'm not going to go there and try a sandwich.
It was good. I mean, that's what I did the first time I went there because I'm like, I don't really want to spend $30 on a meal, but I'll spend $15.
Fair enough.
Also, they have a focaccia bread like as a starter.
I don't know what that means.
It's just a loaf of bread. But it comes out with a spreadable ricotta cheese with honey and truffle oil. It is fucking phenomenal.
All right.
God damn, it's so good.
I will try this place sometime, Colin. You've talked me into it.
I need to look this place up. 402 Eat and Drink.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I know why I've never been there.
Why?
173rd and Davenport.
Jesus, that's out there.
That's fucking Village Point.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yep. It's got good ratings. It's only 51 ratings, so I don't trust it.
That's why we need your rating, Colin. I don't trust other people's ratings.
Fine.
Just your ratings. There's two people I listen to about food. You and Fleer.
Yeah, Fleer's...
Me, I don't listen to me about food because I'm not picky.
You'll eat anything.
I'll eat pretty much anything.
That sounds like Doria. She's like that too, and she admits it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that was pretty awesome. All right, yeah, I'll try to check it out.
All right.
Ooh, shrimp and grits. That sounds like for me.
I mean, yes it does.
Because I'm grits.
You used to be grits.
Yeah. All right, well.
You got anything else?
No.
All right.
Nothing of consequence.
I'll look into Life is Strange 2. Maybe I can't remember what the other sequel was called, but I'll look into that as well. And maybe I'll line up some of that for next year. The problem with playing Life is Strange on Extra Life is it's like 5 episodes that are like an hour or 2 or 3 hours long each. So I couldn't get it done in a single Extra Life. Whereas I try to open up with those kind of story-based games that are like under a couple hours so I can finish them for the opening of my show. But maybe I'll look into it. Who knows?
Well, yeah, I'm almost done with Bloodstained.
Oh, yeah?
I'm at like 95% of the map. Now nice. I'm just kind of farming for shit.
Sure, sure.
And I'll go and see if the boss is terrible or going to kick the shit out of me.
I'm hung up on this place in Control where like I keep walking into this room and just getting fucking sniped from somewhere I can't see and it's pissing me off.
The best.
But otherwise, this game has been super duper fun.
Nice.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right.
Bye.